Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio with your host, me, KC, and my co-host.
Y'all already know who this is. That's Teddy P.
Teddy P, man. How was your weekend, man?
It was awesome. I spent time with my family, my favorite cousin in the whole wide world, and was drinking all weekend long. Now I'm recovering. How about you, bro?
Man, all I'm gonna say Friday, she's on this Friday, man. All I'm gonna say, man, it went down. The woman from Baltimore, Miss Champagne, Miss Phoenix, and Miss came and they did their damn thing. So I definitely want to shout them out for coming out to She's On and definitely entertaining the ladies. I'm gonna say y'all are wild with that ice cream. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all should have been there. I'm not gonna tell you about it. Hey, when I say B-More put it on for Richmond, they put it on. That's all I'm going to say, man. And Saturday, I went out to the club, and I also want to say, you know, to everybody that saw me out, you know, I want to say thank you for showing me the love. Y'all are so cute. I mean, I got hugs and pictures and all that stuff. Y'all are just awesome. Team Richmond, that's what it is. I love you, Teddy. Bend over.
Look, now, it's Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what I'm saying? And you know it. You know it. But, you know, tonight, it's going to be an awesome night. This is definitely our first kickoff show for Sunday nights. So, ladies, if you do not know, we will be here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Y'all get us. For 5 days. We can't be here on Fridays and Saturdays because we have She's On events. But definitely, since we can't be here Friday, I said, look, Teddy, let's give them Sunday. So y'all got five days out the week now. Thank y'all for y'all donation. You know, we definitely appreciate that. So we're looking. We had a 2-hour show right now. So our next mark, let's get to a 6-hour show. Wouldn't y'all like Casey and Teddy for 6 hours? Come on now. Y'all can listen to us in your radio, on your iPod. Y'all know it's on iTunes. We on iTunes. We everywhere. So definitely, we can use your support. www.szradio.biz. Now, let's get off all the advertising, because y'all didn't come here for the advertising. Y'all came here to get seduced. Y'all, it's okay. It is okay. It's okay, Aunt Teddy. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay, ladies. We love y'all.
All right.
They're going to learn today.
Yes, they are. But, Teddy, let's get serious for a minute and let's talk about tonight's topic, which is menstruation versus masturbation. Now, a lot of y'all ladies, y'all been hitting me up in my inbox like, Casey, what the fuck is menstruation?
Right.
Well, let Casey get into your mind for a minute, and let me introduce you to the world of menstruation. Menstruation came from a poem that I wrote. That, you know what I'm saying? It's all about you know, masturbation is more physically. You know, menstruation is more satisfying yourself mentally. Self, but anybody else, I like to call it the ultimate mind sex. You know, touching a woman physically and fucking her mind mentally are two different things. And in my case, if you're not satisfying me mentally, you're not going to touch me physically. And if you do touch me physically, you're wasting your time because I'm not going to come. That's just what it is. If we're not in sync mentally, then we're not going to get it in physically, you're just going to be like, damn, she got some garbage. No, you got some garbage. You better get up before I slap you with this mic. You know, but, but tell you, how do you feel about, you know, the mind versus the couch? I'm going to call it the couch, because some of y'all not, you know, y'all don't know what the coochie is. I'm going to call it the couch.
The couch? So,
the couch, girl, the couch. Sit on me,
okay,
girl, the couch.
Okay, I got you, honey. But, I mean, you right. I agree with you 100%. If they can't get the mindset, you know, your mind, you could forget the body because it's not going to flow. It's not going to be in sync. You know what I mean? You get that mind going. You get them looks and your eyes rolling in the back of your head without even touching. Then you doing something. But if you don't come to a meeting of the minds, the physical will not follow. Like you say, you wasting your time. Don't even touch me. You going about your business. Because I'm looking at you like you're crazy. I'm just saying. That's just me and my opinion.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about, let me know, have you ever been satisfied mentally where it became physical, but not, when I say that, have you ever had that good conversation with a woman and you just instantly climaxed or you instantly flow the river down in your bottom?
I mean, I ain't even gonna lie. It has happened before. And that's not even with, you know, having a personal conversation with myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
My mind was wondering even, you know what I'm saying, after we got off the phone. I'm laying in bed like, oh, my God, I can go to sleep and wake up the next day. I'm like, I got the best sleep known to man, and I ain't done nothing with nobody, not even myself.
Okay. So when you on the, say like you was on the phone with this one lady or this one girl, I'm going to call her girl because I'm not going to get into it because you know how y'all ladies are. Why she got to be a chick? Why she got to be a bitch? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to call her a lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to know, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever, I'm talking to you, Teddy. Teddy, come on. You got to be real with the people. You feel me? Have you ever had some mind-blowing conversations so intriguing that as it's like, oh, it's like when she talks to you, it's like, it's something that the voice does to you that you, like, ultimately just start getting yourself off physically? I want to say, you know, masturbating or playing with yourself. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just going to say getting yourself off physically. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. Look at y'all over there.
Look, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. Like, it has happened to me before. And, I mean, I don't know. One minute I heard her voice, it was just sounding so nice, so sweet. And then the next thing I know, hey, it happened. I ain't even gonna lie. I said, well, goddamn, I need to make a trip. And this is just on the phone from you talking, and you making me feel like that, making me feel warm and tingly, and I got to go take a shower after the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my God, I feel so dirty.
You feel dirty. Let me find out, Teddy. Okay.
Like, oh, Lord.
Okay. Well, you know me. I don't beat him around the bush. I've had some conversation where it's like the voice just does a lot to me. Like I really don't even person or the you know or whatever. I don't have to be in the same area code or whatever this person is. You know, like, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
It can stimulate my mind. By her talking to me, and she don't even have to be talking about nothing. She could just, you know what I'm saying?
It's just a personality coming out.
It's like, you know, it's something about a great, it's a difference between a great and a good conversation. Y'all ladies take notes.
Right.
Y'all ladies take notes, because I'm going to teach y'all tonight how to mentally fuck somebody. Okay? Now, especially when you're dealing with a mature person, don't have to be older. The age does not have a play in immaturity. So I'm going to tell y'all that. Y'all listen again. Take notes. All right? So I'm going to teach y'all how to mentally fuck somebody. All right? Number one. When you're in the zone to actually stimulate somebody's mind mentally, number one, sex does not need to be in the conversation. Okay? Again, sex needs to be far away from the conversation as possible. You know? Number two, in order to have conversation, great conversation, you have to have great conversation. It just nothing. You can't get over it. It's great conversation. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just gonna have the great conversation. Right. You don't need it. If let me tell you something. You know, one thing I hate about women. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know women are a little random, but I had to get on it. You know what I hate about talking to women on the
what?
Talking to women on the phone, I be like, so how you doing? You know, tell me a little bit about you, right?
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Now that, if you give me the answer I'm looking for, now that would turn my light on. Because then I know that we'll never have a dull moment on the phone. But if this is what you come with your mouth, I be like, tell me a little bit about you. What you want to know?
Yeah.
All right, all right, baby, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm gonna call you back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't do that. You know, what type of conversation is that? Like, no. And another thing, another way to get into somebody's mind is to go into it intelligently. Okay? Do not go into the conversation and say, what the fuck is conversate? It is converse, okay? Which means women are attracted to brains, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you had to graduate from high school, because let me tell you something. I know it's a lot of people out there that did not graduate from high school that are smarter than those that have.
Mm-hmm.
Check out your millionaires, baby, okay? That's all I'm going to say about it. But, you know, have a little class with yourself. You know, talk to them. Give them a little, you know, something to look forward to. Make them run back for the – make them want to call you back in 20 minutes after y'all get out the phone. You know what I'm saying? And don't be on the phone acting all ratchet. You know, like, yeah, because I was going down to the thing and I was getting my bookie boo-boo and What did you just say? You know, like, let me tell you something. I need to understand what the hell you're talking about, for one. Because I don't know what that is. What is that, Teddy? I don't
have a clue either, but I'm trying to figure that out now. I'm going to look that up on Google.
I don't know what that is, you know. I'm going to beat that bitch ass. Is that definitely the way you want to start our first conversation? Like, you know. No. I need you to come into the conversation. Okay.
So, right.
You know, you're turning me off on the first second. You got any tips for me, Teddy?
When somebody talking to me, like you say, please talk. Like, you got some good common sense. Don't let the first words come out of your mouth when we gonna do the do, because I'm going to hang up on you. Let's talk about the weather, politics, something. Get to know one another. Your voice sounding right, and you got that good conversation, and you can make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love a woman that can make me laugh instead of me making somebody laugh all the time in a conversation on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
if you got me blushing and me smiling from ear to ear, then you doing something.
Oh, that's right.
And you're making stuff like, wonder, like, damn, really? Got me scratching my head now just thinking about it. That's just me.
And stop lying about shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop lying. I don't give a hell if you killed somebody last year. Like, stop lying. Jail. You still on the street. And you tell me some you went to jail for a week. Bitch, you are lying. Stop lying to me.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Stop it. I mean, hey, keep 100 with people. If you look like Shabba Ranks in the face, be real. You know what I'm saying? Who cares what you look like? Who cares what you look like? Like me, Francis, I'm not coming until getting to know you on the phone thinking about what you look like. I mean, we all want that model chick. Come on, that's everybody's fantasy. But we not all gonna meet that model chick. And if we do meet her, she might not have the personality that I'm fucking looking for. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, you know, and also going to the conversation open, you know, open-minded, you know, open-hearted. Like, you know, not judging people, talking about people, whatever. No, I mean, that kind of turns, I don't know if it turns you ladies off. And when somebody comes to me and they talking about she can't stand this person and what this person done did, whatever, that's kind of a turn off. Because I'm like, if she's talking about these people. And what the hell is she going to talk about? What's she going to do to me? You know what I'm saying? She gonna talk about me too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yep.
You know? Yep. So I'm just like, look, just, you know, you just got to be real. You got to keep it 100. You know, it is what it is. So what I want to do right now, ladies, I want to get your input on a lot of things because, hey, this is a good topic. You can ask questions, ask for advice, throw your own little input in. So, let's get it started, because y'all know at 11 o'clock what time it is, because y'all ladies been requesting it, so hey, get this masturbation and this masturbation out of the way. Area code 860-893. Hold on, before we do that, anybody, ladies, press the number one, we definitely want to talk to you, alright? Alright, 860-893, let's go. Hello, 860-893? All right, lady, she hung up. Okay. Is there any more ladies that want to talk about? There we go. All right, you call 443-468. Talk to us. Let us know exactly how do you feel about menstruation versus masturbation. Let's go. Talk to me.
I think that it should be mental, not mental, because I agree with what you were saying. If you don't have it mentally, you're not going to get it physically, because there's no point. Like, you can't go without, it's like you can't have one without the other. So, that's how I was feeling.
Okay, so have you ever been stimulated mentally before? Have you ever got a little wet after talking to somebody?
Oh, my God, why am I getting put on the spot like this?
look, she's on has no limits, baby. We asking you the real, you feel what I'm saying? We keeping it, I want you to keep it 100 with KC right now. I want to know.
Well,
you
KC
ever...
was writing me on Facebook, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but we're not going to get into that anyway.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Okay.
All right, what was the question?
I forgot the question. was you the one? Did you just actually
yeah,
hit
yeah,
me
yeah,
up?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, I'm about to say that. Have you ever got wet after some conversation? Even if it was a conversation comes from all different types of ways. Like, you know, like, have you ever just got wet, just dripping, panty line?
I mean, well, I stay wet, so, I mean, like,
ooh.
I have.
Damn.
But, yeah, it has happened plenty of times. But, yeah. It all depends.
All right.
About.
Somebody gonna learn tonight.
You heard that, Sadie? What she say?
Somebody gonna learn today.
All right. Children, wow. If you're on the line right now, please hang up. This is not the conversation for you. But,
It is about to be the spooky hour, you know.
Yeah, but how did it feel when, you know, you had that conversation and it made you do all that? How are you feeling on the inside? It's
hot and steamy.
Did the conversation make you move hands and make you move bottoms? Did it make you touch
it
yourself?
It made me strip.
It made you strip up?
Yeah, it made me strip. Not strip, strip.
Nah, I heard what you said.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Did you have any questions for her, Teddy?
No. My mind is wondering right now. I'm sorry. No.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, I wonder what happened next. You know, like,
I'm stuck on, like, what happened next? Tell me.
Exactly. Can you tell us what happened next? What
you
happened
can come
next?
See me and find out what happens next.
You talking to KC or are you talking to Teddy?
Both of y'all.
What's the area code?
Baby.
Area code, what's our area code again? This is very close, 443. Put out a missing report for KC and Teddy. If y'all hear from us on the next day,
they're not coming back. They gonna be stuck. Oh, that's my name too. But anyway,
All right. I did not know that. Wow,
that is fucking crazy, yo. Y'all off the chain. Like, what's going on? What type of conversation are you talking about? Like, look, now what happened next after you got wet and you started to tickle your stuff after the conversation? What happened next? I think everybody on the line.
I start making all types of noises.
Can we get a sample of those noises? I mean,
right.
Y'all want a sample?
We want a sample.
Yes, give us a sample.
All right, I gotta see if I could do it without me doing anything. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, come on, give us those noises that you gave that stimulant conversation. We want to hear those.
Oh my god, okay. All right, really?
Come on, now you take it all day. Just give us the noises. Y'all hear that, lady? All right. Goes down, she's on radio. I'm trying to tell you, man, no limits. Can we get somebody else to moan for us, please? Ladies, look, don't go away. We about to bring the radio back up into play, right? So we're going to go inside next. Thank you so much for making those noises for us. That really just turned the night up. All right?
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right,
don't go nowhere, all right?
Hey.
There you go, 816-529. The topic is masturbation versus masturbation. And let's see if you can beat those noises, Mama Joe. All right, talk to Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, y'all. How are you, Casey?
Hey.
Hi, Teddy.
Hi.
This is Miss Dimples.
Uh-oh. I'm bad at smiling. I'm going to let y'all talk.
No, you're not. Let me get serious.
Yes.
So what is your opinion? What is your opinion on menstruation versus masturbation? What is your opinion? Like, talk to us.
My opinion on menstruation and masturbation. I have to be able to mentally get it before I can physically get it.
Okay. Now, I was listening to you.
Now, I don't know, but I have had a conversation.
I didn't say that. Go ahead. What you were saying?
A conversation. And mentally, it was on point. It was.
Hey, let me ask you. I'm going to put you on the spot, too. Now, was that conversation, did it get you a little wet in your drawers? Did it get a little soak?
A little moisture? Yes, it did.
So what about soap? So it wasn't good enough to soak them?
It was a juice box.
Oh, shit. Hear that, Teddy? question, right? y'all know KC don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Look, so let me ask you a question. Now, after having that conversation with that person, did your fingers move? Did they rotate? Did they jump? Did they bounce? What did any of that go down?
No, they did not, because I'm waiting for October 27th, I believe it is.
26. 26. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Look at Teddy. Look. don't get quiet now. I don't want you to say ooh, ooh to that.
Ooh, shut up, man.
Yes.
That's going to be a good weekend, Casey, because my birthday is the 23rd, so...
Uh-oh, birthday soon.
Really? Really?
I'm sorry, y'all. Look, it's really, but look at you over there sweating. You sweating.
No, Matt.
Y'all hear Teddy quiet now, lady. She is quiet. All right, Ms. Dimples, I won't put you on the spot to ask you to moan for me because that'd just be disrespectful. But, would you like to moan for us? Would you like to give us your moaning voice? We would like to hear it. Come on, old guy. Go ahead, let me hear you moan. Come on. You going to give it to us? We still waiting on.
Okay.
We still wait.
I'm laughing.
Okay, won't you? Give us a sample. Now this.
okay, I
hear it. Damn. All right, well, we want to thank you for tuning in to She's Already. I won't even talk about that.
No way.
We want to thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. all right. So, we'll be right back to you. We're going to get a little freaky in this. You already know how I go down at 11 o'clock. We'll be right back to you, okay?
All right.
Ooh, this area code looks very familiar. Area code 804-BA, Richmond Stand Up, 218. The topic is menstruation versus masturbation. Talk to me. Tell me how you feel about it.
Okay. Hold on.
Hello?
They laughing too hard. Hold on. Give me a minute.
I know I am. I am.
I'm going to come back to you.
Why you gotta come back?
Why you gotta come back? stop laughing.
Oh, well. Okay. All right.
Hello? Is that a moan?
You want to get to the moan?
Do I want to get to the moan? What the hell? Hello?
What the hell was that, man?
Hello?
She moaning.
Hello?
I'm dead.
What the fuck?
Hey, she was having a moment, bro.
I'm like, damn, she just went straight to the moaning part. Like,
that's what my little.
Damn, is she telling us to shush? She told us to shush and she moaning.
I didn't tell you to shush.
I was telling you to be quiet because I knew what she was doing already. I hear moaning. Shut up.
Boy, who you talking to? Who you talking to, boy?
No, baby. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm gonna bench. I'm gonna have to bench you over, Teddy, because you need it real good in the back. That's what you need.
It's not 11 o'clock yet, boo boo.
Oh, all right, we get it in at 11. All right, well, thank you, massive moaner, for coming on.
Shut up, KC.
Oh my goodness, are you serious? Like, hold on, let me make sure this ain't what. Oh shit.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Hey, pineapple.
Hey, pineapples.
Pineapples. I'm done. Pineapples.
He's on radio. I got a fucking headache. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. We'll be back because, you know, get crazy after dark. All right. So we'll be back. Right. Off the chain. What the hell?
Yeah, I know. But you probably
know, man.
I was about to say,
look, I was about to say, damn, you know, what about the masturbation and the masturbation? All we heard was, ooh.
Ooh.
Like, what the fuck?
That's why you put,
yeah,
bro.
I was like, damn.
That's why you got to be quiet next time. I'm like, I knew she was doing.
You ain't no nigga. You just got hard. It's okay. Yo,
so did you,
but
you ain't going to admit to it. So did you, damn it. So did you.
A little bit. We ain't going to talk about that. Are you cold? All right, ladies. There's a couple of you all, y'all ladies on here tonight. So definitely want y'all to press the one so we can talk to you about some things. All right. Are you cold? 860-893. Tell us, how do you feel about masturbation versus the masturbation? Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Teddy. Hi, Casey.
What's going on?
Everything. I personally love masturbation because from what I understand and from what I've experienced, sex is 80% mental anyways. In all instances, in all situations. And I've had some pretty damn stimulating conversations over the last couple of years with some young ladies that was pretty interesting. And there was only one instance where I actually, I busted a grape or two just because of the conversation. And see, when I get ready to do that, my voice gets really soft, and I talk really slow because at that point I'm squirming, moving around, shit is throbbing, feeling all good, and then I start to go, Damn, baby. Shit. Yes. 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 Right there. Yes. And that's how the menstruation finishes, and it ends up as masturbation. And it feels oh so good. Teddy, you can get that lump out your throat now.
I never heard that side of Susan before.
Like, I'm supposed to go to sleep now. I'm too young for this conversation.
And I've also been told that I have a lullaby voice, and my voice is really easy to put someone to sleep, not because the conversation isn't stimulating. It's because I have a very soothing voice, and this is my regular voice, like when I'm talking on the phone. So, yeah.
She's on radio tomorrow.
Change, honey. Yeah. That's the way I like
and
to do
it. It's not even 11 o'clock yet,
but. Right? It's only 10:36. What in the world?
Well,
no,
somebody.
Damn, they getting it in. We might have to start.
Somebody said that they were feeling a little freaky
now, Susan,
tonight.
Can we
Well,
can you make those noises again? Can you make those noises again, Susan? Because
yes.
I think the ladies. I think the ladies.
Yes, I can. Yes. Hold on. Let me get it right for you. Yes, right there. Yeah. I want to kiss you right there. Right in that spot. The one right beneath. Yes, right there. Let me put my tongue on it. Let me taste it. Yes, right there. Now move it just a little bit and keep it right there. Yes, right there. Damn, baby, shit. Yeah, and I can even do that with a mouthful of pussy, too.
All right.
You got quiet, bro. You got quieter than I did. Talking about me with a lump in my throat. Look at you over there blushing. That's rude.
No, I'm over this bitch like, whoa. Like,
like you want off. Like, oh, my
and,
God.
And remember, I'm definitely not new to this, but I am for sure true to this. Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm in the middle of sexting right now.
Ooh, somebody being bad. Watch out there now.
All right.
I'll stick around.
They're going to win tonight.
Y'all are nasty tonight. Y'all are nasty. I am too young for this conversation. I don't even know why
right,
I started the conversation.
Bro, I'm going to sleep.
Damn. Literally.
It's time to go to bed.
What do you say you need
Man,
to go to bed?
I'm about to go to bed because this conversation too gross for me. I ain't number 12.
Lord have mercy. Oh, I can't wait to hear some more women moan. I'll be moaning right along with them too. So bring it on. I'm ready. All right,
y'all
all right.
That, y'all press that number one.
Press that number one. Come on. Press that number one. Come on, ladies, press it.
Go ahead, Susan. Make that noise for us one more time. Go, please. Please do it one more time. I think that'll get them to come out a little bit.
Come on, ladies. Let me hear you moan. I want to hear you moan and groan and get your grown woman on. Come on. Come on. Please do it for me. Okay?
I don't think they heard you.
Push that. Come on. Go ahead. You know you can do it. Push that button. Go ahead. Push it.
God damn, push the button, shit.
No.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Push the button, lady.
Push the goddamn button. Please push the button.
Push that button. Come on, you know you can do it. Mm-hmm. Come on, baby.
Y'all push
that button.
Y'all push the button, man. Please,
y'all come on. She come.
Y'all here.
She doing it for y'all, ladies. Come on, push the button.
Push the button.
Push the button.
You know you can do it. Push that button, girl. Come on. Just push that button. One finger. That's all you need. That's all you need is one finger. Push that number one. You know you can do it. Mm. Come on, baby, do it for me. Mm. Just like that. Yes, push that button. Come on, ladies, you know you can do it. Make me want to touch myself.
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. Thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio, baby.
You're welcome. I'm always here. Bye, Teddy. Bye, KC.
Alright. So, what are we going to do right now? We're going to come back. Next caller. All right.
All right.
There you go. I need a Tylenol PM. Shit.
I need prayer.
There you go. 804. I don't even want to take this one, man. There you go. 804. 225, y'all. Speak to us.
Bruh. Bruh.
Breathe, damn it.
Who the fuck was that? Yo.
That was Susan.
What? Oh my God. Push the button. Push the button. Push the button. Whew. I was up in here cracking up at y'all. Oh my God. Somebody. I hope somebody pushed that button.
Right.
Yeah, you did, goddammit. She got you to push it.
No, I'm reading on Facebook. You're like, what the fuck? So I'm like, let me listen in real quick. And I didn't expect
that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
just
how
like,
I'm going down.
Just
I was tired,
girl.
But now I'm up. Shit. I'm up.
If y'all
ladies
do not know who that is Poison Corruption, the one that a lot of you all been asking me about their show.
Hi.
Really?
Yes.
Everybody been asking you about little old me?
Yes, little
yes.
old you. Yes.
Hi. All the listeners, hi, how you doing? And add me on Facebook,
yes.
Poison Corruption, POIZON. Anyway.
Get your thoughts together, sis.
Yeah, Chad, baby, would I tell you? Hold on, wait a minute.
You got this.
I had to look at the phone a few times, like, am I really listening to She's on Radio right now?
Yes.
Susie, you did the damn thing. You woke me up.
Like, you was sleeping. Like, I'm up now. Yes, thank you.
Yes, I'm up. I am up. I was tired. I just got off. Like, whew, man. Get my thoughts together. What's the topic? Mentalbation versus masturbation?
Yeah.
Oh, so what are we talking about as far as that? I missed out on everything.
Well, pretty much what's going down is we're talking about the pros and cons.
Pros and cons.
I can't ask you like I ask everybody else. But
okay, well, I would tell you. You don't have to ask. I would tell you. I ain't gonna lie.
Sis, we can't get into this, okay?
Yes, I can. I can tell the listeners. You ain't got to listen.
Shit.
I'm masturbating.
I don't want to hear it. Shit. You are my sister, girl. I don't want to hear that
the
shit.
The pros is you getting yourself off. The con. Sometimes I piss myself off when I get disturbed. That's the only con I can think of.
Well, when talking about, masturbation, sis.
What the hell is masturbation?
Stimulating the mind.
Stimulating
the mind without actually physically touching.
I've heard about
and,
that.
Yeah. You never
you
had
it
before? Nobody's actually ever fucked your mind before.
Whew. When I look at my...
Uh-oh.
We do it
I'm
all the
time.
Me and my D's, we do it all the time.
You about to start moaning on the phone. Just
no,
think about
I ain't
it.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. She's going to kill me. I don't know
look,
if she's listening or not.
Look, don't do it, because I'm going to have to just go to sleep for real. I'm like, oh, my God, my sister got to go.
Teddy, shut the hell up.
I love you.
I love you, too. Well, I'm going to be listening for a little while now, because, like I said, I'm up. I want to listen further. I want to see what everybody else going to do.
I'm going to see how many phones. I want to see how many more moans we can get tonight for the night.
Susan probably got y'all off. I'm joking.
Hey, I plead the fifth.
A little bit.
You don't plead the fifth, Teddy. You know you got off. You throw there touching yourself.
Not really.
Hell yes, boy. Like, push that button. Push the button. Push the button.
I'm going to put that on my status. Push the button. Push it down. Push it
I'm going to put it on Instagram. Push the button.
Look, I can't get on my Instagram right now. My phone being gay.
Ugh. I'm about to do it for you.
Yeah,
do it for me. Shit. Okay, well, before I get off of here, I just want to say, ladies, I'm going to be at Fayetteville, North Carolina this Friday. Be there or kill yourself. That's all I can say.
Damn, I mean, shit, how you talking about... You know, fuck the mood up. We on here talking about getting people to moan and shit. You know, scared them. Man, they gonna say they on that.
Nah, but Fayetteville better be ready to taste this venom on Friday. That's all I can say.
Right.
I'm gonna put it on.
Put on.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on. But you go ahead and take me off. Take the next caller. I'm gonna be listening for a little bit before I go to sleep.
Susan,
I applaud you. You have a great night, honey. I hope you push all your buttons tonight. That's all I can say. I love y'all, bro.
All right,
love y'all.
Love you, too.
All right. All right, you code 347.
Uh-oh.
347-319. Hey, we're talking about masturbation versus masturbation. Can you tell us your input on that?
Hi, Casey.
Hey.
What's up, boo-boo?
Ain't nothing chilling. Hungry. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got all these girls on here moaning and groaning and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please. I ain't moaning, but I'll call to give you my thoughts on your topic.
Right.
A mental, what is it?
Mental bait.
Okay, I'm listening, and I heard a lot of people, like, saying, oh, well, if a person isn't on the same, like, mental level as me, it just can't work or whatever, whatever. I disagree. I disagree because I feel like I'm at the mental level where I think I'm at a good mental level, right? And I feel like if I'm dealing with a person and they're not in the same level as me, I could bring them on that level. That's how I feel. I feel like when I step in the fucking room in my stilettos, drop my trench coat, and you look at it, all this good, you're going to be speaking French, Spanish, English. You're going to be telling me all the fucking things I want to hear. You're going to be like you just fucking graduated, like, college or something. You're going to be on the mental level. If I want you to be a joker, you're going to be a joker. If I want you to be serious, you're going to be serious because I demand that. So if I meet you and you're not at the level, I will take you to that level. So that's not an issue when it comes to me.
All right.
So that's my thoughts on that. As for the whole masturbation thing, I'm not really a big fan of masturbating alone. That's if I'm alone. If I'm alone, if I'm not on the phone with nobody, to me that's just corny. Who want to be in their room, like, playing with themselves by themselves, like, nah, that's just not my thing. Maybe if somebody's on the phone now, then, oh yeah. It's going down.
Oh,
if somebody's
right.
on the phone or, you know, but I'm not just going to be masturbating in my room by myself. I fucking know. That's just not my thing.
Right.
I'm not knocking anybody who does it, but I just don't see the pleasure out of it. If somebody's on the phone now, ooh, lots of pleasure. Lots and lots of pleasure. Because I like to feel in control, and I like to feel like I'm demanding your attention and I'm getting what I want, so... That's just my take on the whole mental evasion versus masturbation. Hey, Steven.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
I got quiet. I was listening.
Thing. Why are y'all quiet for?
Because I was paying attention.
I have never heard anybody say it like that. You were just like, look, I'm going to go in the room. I'm going to take this crystal off.
And that's how I am, honestly. That's how I am, honestly. I'm confident. I'm coming in there, I'm on a mission. I'm coming to accomplish something. So when I walk in that room and I drop my trench coat and you see my stilettos, believe me, you're gonna take it to a next level. Like, if you was a dummy before, you're going to be like, you just graduated college. You're going to be telling me all the things I want to hear. You're going to learn 15 different languages in 5 minutes. Shit, you don't know what to say. Trust me, I'm going to make you know what to say.
Somebody going to learn today.
Somebody going to learn tonight.
Damn right.
And somebody going to hear me moaning tonight. Not on the radio, though.
Oh, damn.
Hell no. Hell no, that's for my baby. That's exclusive for my baby. My baby know how I moan, so... I don't need to come on the radio and moan.
That's true.
Out of respect for my woman, I would not do that. So, but I will call her and moan for her tonight, though.
All right, now. She's going to be happy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's going to be loving it.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to learn French tonight.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
All right, guys. I'll let you get back to the show, though. I'll be listening.
Don't learn French.
Right.
Hey, look, how you gonna teach people French? Like, you can at least give them a better language. Like, why you can't teach
French
her Ebonics?
French is sexy, bro. If you learn,
French is sexy.
Look, why you can't teach her Ebonics, though? Like, y'all in the bed, like, bitch.
No, listen. We'll start off with French, but when she's finished, she'll be speaking fucking Jamaican. She'll be speaking Italian. She'll be speaking many different languages. I'm just starting off with French.
French is a good language to start off with, trust me.
Yes, French is a sexy language.
She'll be like, French and Spanish, so,
yeah. Yeah, she's going to be speaking French to me.
Como talez-vous? She's French.
You learned something too? You speak French already?
I know French. I took 2 years in school, so I know a little bit.
All right. All right, I'm about to go because I got a mission to accomplish tonight. I got to call my baby. So I got to go. But y'all take care. I'll be listening in for a little bit more.
All right, go now.
Go handle that. I'm gonna
go handle
it.
Go handle that.
All right, later.
Hey, all right, girl. Alright, area code 340-227. The topic of tonight is menstruation. I said
menstruation.
Menstruation versus masturbation. Meaning. What we going to it? Meaning. How do you feel about getting mentally fucked versus getting pleasured physically? Okay, so 340-227, talk to me. Hello, 340. Hello, 340-227. All right. All right, ladies, press the number one. We definitely want to hear what you all got to say. We definitely want to hear all of your input. You got 4 minutes to hit us up about masturbation versus masturbation. Anybody can click it, tick it, whatever. Definitely. We definitely want to know, you know. So press the number one. You got 3 minutes. Number one for this topic, masturbation versus masturbation. But I'm definitely going to tell you, man, look, there's nothing like getting pleased mentally. I don't care what's going on, man. If you don't have my mind, my spirit, if you don't have all of that, you're not going to have my body. I mean, yeah, we could do a jump. That's all you're going to be is a jump. You know, if you don't have my mind, but come on, ladies. We all want to be treated like women, right? Now, y'all say we don't treat y'all like women. We just treat y'all like a piece of ass, and we let you go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all want to get treated like a lady. Y'all want to get whined and dad. You want that pussy to stay sweet, right? Y'all better get at this station, because if you come at me ratchet, that's all you're going to be is a ratchet fuck. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know what I mean? On some, yeah, baby, I want to get to know you, you know, on some other stuff that good, and not saying conversate, you saying converse, and our conversation.
Oh, Lord.
Sent down. It's going down. We'll definitely be someone to pursue or try to get to know a little better. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, ladies, press that number one. I'm going to try this 340 area code one more time before I go into She's On After Dark. All right, you code 340-227. Talk to us. Hello, 340. All right, I think she went to do some dishes or something. All right, this is She's On At The Dock with all you all have been waiting for. We already know that you ladies are freaking. You all ready to get wet. So I'm going to say right now, I'm going to give you 1 minute to go in your bedroom, get your padding. Fact, don't get your pant lines. Take off your drawers.
Take them off.
Take your drawers off. Take your bra off.
Get a towel.
In the back of the bed. I mean, you know, they should have already gotten a damn shower. That's nasty. You should have gotten a shower. If you did not get in the shower, don't get on the bed. But look, get on your bed, buck naked. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to get a little ready for Casey and Teddy, because we about to take y'all there. You feel what I'm saying? So, this time of the night, I want y'all ladies to press that number one, because now you get a chance to ask KC and Teddy the questions that the children can't ask us. All right? So, it's time for us to get nasty tonight. And y'all can get nasty with us. There's no limits on She's On. We definitely want to have a good night. This is definitely the power hour. So, press that number one. We going in a row. Are you code 443-468? What do you want to know? Yeah, let's go.
You already
Hello?
Put
43?
Why do I gotta go first? You already put me on the spot first.
I'm saying that's because you. How about you and number one? You're number one, so let's go. Come on.
Come on now.
I'm not asking anything. I'm telling KC Benny over site. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
Nobody heard it. I don't have any questions yet.
Come on, it got to be something deep inside your mind that you want to just... It's something sexual.
You can ask me
and Teddy, what's your favorite position? Ask us anything. Come on, don't be shy. Come on, we don't want that. We want you to,
Okay. This is for both of y'all. When you're in the bedroom, y'all know, the nasty... What is a turnoff?
Farting while I'm eating the pussy.
Wow.
Damn.
And it'd be a funky one. It'd be salad. Like the bitch knows she gets farted in my face. That's a turnoff.
Wow.
I think mine is, okay, I know the difference. Difference between a good moan or a fake moan. If you moaning and it's not how I know it should be, that's a major turnoff. Turnoff.
What was my moan?
It just depends on the situation. I know. I just got to be put in that situation to specify.
Oh,
you know
wow.
I mean? I will stop saying no. Go away. I'm going to call my mama.
Put you nighty night. Okay, QT time.
No, we waiting on you. Give us the questions.
Dang, why are you saying like this? You waiting on me? I'm waiting on you to come over here. So,
uh oh. She waiting on you, bro.
You waiting on KC or you waiting on Teddy? Who you waiting on?
Both.
Oh, damn. All right now.
Man, she want both of us. Okay.
She want both of us. Uh-oh. It's going down.
Teresa. Same. You definitely going to learn.
Man.
Well, y'all definitely going to learn tonight. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
What are y'all do's and don'ts in the bedroom?
Well, my dudes are do me. My don'ts are don't fuck me. And that's it. End of discussion.
Dang.
You can do anything. You can do anything to me. You can suck me. You can lick me. You know what I mean? But just don't stick that strap in me because I don't do dick. Feel me? And let me tell you something. It ain't about that, though. But it's just like, I just don't want that big thing in me. You know what I'm saying? Something ain't right about it. Just, I don't want that. I don't, no, hell no. Hey, you want to do anything else to me, baby? I'm down for it.
Wow. Only met one dom who like getting stripped, and I think that shit is so nasty. But
I don't think it's nasty. I just think, it is what it is, and you like what you like. And I don't
I know that you're a female at the end of the day, but I feel as though if you're a femme, you should not be fucking a dom with a strap. When it's
no,
strap,
let me tell you something, sweetheart. That's where we all get this wrong. Sex with another woman should not be defined as a label.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, it'll be different if she's getting dicked down by a dude, but we're talking about she's getting it in with a woman. The same
but
sex as her.
She is getting down with a dude,
meaning,
though, but No, she's not.
Look, she's not getting down with another man. She's getting down with another woman, which means she is coming out of her comfort zone to allow her woman to be pleased. What's wrong with that?
That's nasty.
Get what I'm saying? Like, it might be nasty to you, but I mean, it's a whole bunch of fams on this line that's probably like, shit, where's she at? They looking for her. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
mm-hmm.
I support it. You do what you want to do, baby. Everybody got their life. Like they don't like their kitty cat lit. There's a lot of fams out there that don't like. They don't like to touch. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but everybody has
me
their own.
And touch me. Say.
For me? For me? Come eat you and touch you.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, you talking shit. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Talking.
on the radio. Talking, bro. You know what I'm saying? You talking shit on the radio. You know what I mean?
Yep.
She goes,
Yep, daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just feel like everybody got their own likes, they wants, and they need, baby. I'm not going to knock them. Because, hey, let me tell you something. I know what I want. I know what I need. And
I know what you want and you need, too.
Uh-oh.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Don't worry about it. Just know that I know.
I don't think so. I never told you what I want to need. So
Mm-hmm. But I knew you didn't tell me what I'm going to show you. So I can show you better than I can tell you.
Uh-oh. That's a challenge.
It's better done than said.
Ooh. That's bro. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, bro. You better go handle that. It's a challenge, man. Go on now.
I don't got quiet, then, ladies.
You talking about Freddie done got quiet. I think you done got quiet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She done got quiet. Come on now.
I got a little quiet. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got to thinking right. Over there.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the time,
Teddy.
Shut up.
Let me find out.
I am done. Y'all is terrible.
Oh. I think you.
Huh?
See?
I didn't do anything. I'm innocent.
You innocent until proven guilty in the court of law?
Yep, I sure am.
I'm going to be the
judge. Do you have any proof
that
I said anything that I said? No.
You know what?
You don't have any proof that I just said anything.
Nope, not really. No, not yet. Right. I'm going to investigate this here, though.
Mm-hmm. Now you're going to do a lot of investigating.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Talking shit.
I'm here. She off the chain over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? She off the chain, but I bet you 9 times out of 10. I bet you 9 times out of 10 if I laid on the bed and, you know the rest, I bet you she won't be able to handle all that. She talking shit on the thing.
I won't. Well, how about we try and see? And then we come back and tell the radio who could handle it and who couldn't.
Well, it definitely wouldn't be me not handling it because I've been lifting weights. And so I definitely know how to pick you up and throw you in, shake you in. You get it, y'all ladies. This is not for you all. Y'all are too young for this conversation.
I'm too young, too. I'm going to be. It's past my 90 night time.
Your 90 night time? How old is you? Talk about 90 night.
21. I will be 22 Wednesday.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Oh, she a young, she a young buck, so I know she got a little wet. She a little wet behind her ears. She ain't ready for this.
She still got some like on the
world.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
man, that's like challenge.
Well, let me come with you to take some of it off my tongue and put you on my tongue.
Oh, okay, I done got quiet.
I done got quiet too, man.
Yeah. I don't know what
to say. Let me taste you on my tongue.
That is a definitely challenge.
That's a challenge, man. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
I don't know. Let's see. Merry Christmas. Let's go. Do you have any more questions?
Thanksgiving. Let me eat you for Thanksgiving.
No.
Hey, Teddy.
Huh?
Damn.
Oh, wow. Oh, hey.
All I can say is, nobody has ever made me speechless, and,
right?
I'm a little speechless over here, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on today? Daddy, you okay?
See, I send you a little bedtime message.
Bro, I'm speechless, man.
I'm speechless too, man. That just came from another way.
That came from out of nowhere.
You started it. You said Merry Christmas. So I said Happy Thanksgiving. Let me eat you for Thanksgiving.
What day? Oh, Lord. I'm going to be quiet. I don't know what to say now. Mine's all gone. Just combobulated.
You were like, whoa. This conversation has just gotten real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoa.
It just
whoa,
got real.
Whoa, whoa. It just got real. This thing just got real. I'm speechless. I'm still speechless. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You talking in circles? Get it together.
No, I just never had a woman. I just never had a woman tell me they want to put me on their lips.
Right?
No.
What?
I'm normally. But you know what I'm saying? Well, I never told her a woman tell me put me on their lips like that. Just blew me a little bit. That blew me out of this world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, you next, so come on.
Uh oh, bro. If I don't hear from you no more, I know why. I love you, man.
You wouldn't hear from her. You just probably wouldn't hear from her for like 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
Say 48?
She said 48.
Yeah, the longest. Yeah.
So where can I find you at? Like, you know,
oh, wow.
Are you on Facebook or Twitter? Like,
Facebook.
You about to go find her now, ain't you?
What is your name? Look. What is your name? What is your name?
Rainbow Pride.
Rainbow. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rainbow. I need to find you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It clicked in, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It clicked in bright, didn't it? Right.
Everybody got quiet. Well, me and KC got quiet.
Right.
Real quiet. Like, what are we supposed to say next?
I know, man.
It's going to be out for.
That's definitely a conversation I have never had before. Nobody has ever said, let me put you on my list, man. I don't know about you.
I'm talking in circles and stuttering, so I'm gonna be quiet.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Do you need me to?
I need a hug.
Need a hug. Yo, it's terrible.
Oh God!
Wow.
I need a hug.
I bet you did.
I'm going to get killed.
I need more than a hug.
Oh,
I need more than a hug. Who won't kind of solve it?
Bro?
Man, I'm over here tripping, man.
Yo.
Man.
I need a hug, a kiss, a lick, a suck,
damn.
And some more.
She said I need a flip, though. I think I'm too young for this conversation.
I'm not in the corner.
All I heard was love, suck, and fuck. And that's just the type of conversation I'm, you know. Look, this is what I'm going to do for you, Miss Pride. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
How are you at, okay?
Okay, baby.
Damn, she had the mom with it. Shut up, Teddy, nigga. All right, Misa.
I think you need to get your words together before you go to the next caller. Get your words together.
Right?
Get it together. Musa. Get it together.
Right.
Now you could go.
Oh, so she a little feisty and demanding. I think that's a check.
Yep.
Bro, all right.
Check it off.
I guess, you know, I'm going to go to the next call, okay?
Yeah, now you can go. All
right. Mm-hmm. All right. That was an interesting conversation.
Yes,
area code 340. Area code 340-227. Now, you know, I want to know something that you want to tell me. You can get, ask me the deepest, darkest, nastiest topic that you can come up with, okay? Let's go. 340-227. How you doing? Hello, 340-227. All right, 860-893. Talk to us. You already know the deal. Give us the questions you want to talk about.
I want to talk about how do you make a woman really feel good? And what are some of the things that you do to make her feel that way?
Well, Teddy, you go first, babe.
What was the question again?
I said, I want to know, how do you make a woman feel real good? Tell me some of the ways you like to please your woman.
I give them a full body massage from their head all the way down to their toes. Like a real deep one. Nothing too hard, nothing too soft, just something just right for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I'm caught off guard. Bro?
Oh, man. You say, what you say to make them feel real good?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, first of all,
I'm real good.
Oh, yeah, real good, baby. I'm gonna tell you real good. Look, I'm a dime of all mysteries. You feel what I'm saying? So, number one, I say, before we even get into what we're going to get into, we need to go and check in into our suite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When she get to the suite, there's a bed. Now, on that bed, it's not just the normal. You know what I'm saying? A little champagne. Look, fuck all that. Let me tell you something. Now, this is going to make her feel real special. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little bit of foreplay. Now, everybody can't do foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
Foreplay is definitely not something everybody can do. Some people just like to lick, you know, a little bit. No. Like to lick and scratch their arms, and that's just stupid. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do a little I'm going to do a little foreplay. Lay her down, stretch them legs, why? You get what I'm saying? And the rest of the mission, see y'all ladies. Y'all want to know what I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to say is, have your tongue ever did a roller coaster on the pussy up and down 25 times in a goddamn second?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after she experienced that, I know she's going to feel good.
Okay. All right.
Hello. Hello. What's the next question, baby?
If there was anything about a sexual experience that you wanted to ask me, I would be more than willing to answer any questions.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever got your pussy ate from the back?
Have I ever? No, I can't say I've experienced that. I'm open to try. I sure haven't. I'm sorry. I've been a touch me not. The only thing I've ever known how to do is please you woman.
Okay. Would you ever open your queendom to the right woman? Would you let her experience wetness?
Yes, I'm ready to give her all of me, the right queen. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you let her use the strap on you?
No, I don't think so. No, that would be a negative.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel about ass smacking and hair pulling?
Man, I do hair pulling, ass smacking, scratching, titty pinching, biting, nibbling. I love it all. I get you from the front, flip you around, turn you on your stomach, get you from the back, smack it up a little bit, pull your hair back, and it goes on and on. Suck your toes, nibble on the back of your kneecaps, eat that ass, lick you from your ass crack all the way up to the nape of your neck.
Turn your back like
shit. Turn your back over. I lick you from the front all the way to the back, give you a rim job, and then go back for more.
Well, goddamn.
Right?
Goddamn.
I like to eat pussy for hours and hours and hours. Take my time with it, speed it up a little bit, slow it down. Yeah. Like I said, it's not all talk. I am not new to this, but I am very true to this. That's why I save myself for the right ones. Because once she gets it, she's not going to want to give it up. And I got plenty of flashlights, so when they look for me during the day, they'll be able to find me.
Oh, gal. Let me find out. Somebody just asked me, Susan, if you were moaned again.
Oh, wow. Yes. I would be more than happy to. And to be quite honest, I really hope that this is for the right person, if you know what I mean. Someone that I have had my eye on for months and backed away. So here goes. Yes. Right there. Yes. That's what I wanted. Come over here. Yes.
Right. Are you okay? That's the question.
Teddy got quiet. I think you got Teddy pussy wet a little bit.
No, I'm good. Teddy good. No, hell, No way. No way. I was, no, that was for the ladies, not me. No. I'm about to go sit in the corner. I feel like I really need to sit in the corner because I am too young for this conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
I told y'all I ain't number 12. Y'all talking like that. I'm getting in trouble for being on the phone late with y'all.
Is there any ladies that would like to comment on Stu's moaning? That's the number one. Don't be scared to say what you got to say to Susan, baby. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared, please.
Y'all want her to moan. Y'all want her to moan, and she moaned it for you. You know what I'm saying? So, damn, Susan.
Let me wake somebody else up. Come on. Right there, yes. Come on, ladies. Go push the button.
Turn off the lights.
Push the button.
You know you want to push that
button. All right. All right, so got another call to call in, baby. All right. I want to see what they got to see.
I'm
going to see if they comment on your morning, baby. All right. All right,
later.
All right, baby. All right, you call 443 again, 468. You already know if she's on out the dot, baby. So let's go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All I could say is wonderful. Got my body moving in ways it never moved before. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Right. Hmm.
What did her moaning do to your body?
Just got it. Moaning just got me moving in places that never move like ways it has never moved before. Casey, how about you come see how what it is?
Hey!
Hey, bro.
The season just made it, yeah, extra wet, so. How about you come see how wet it is?
Let's see. Let me GPS some stuff. See how far this is from Baltimore.
Calculate that right
you
now.
You off the chain, sweetheart. Off the chain. Did you hear? She said she wanted me to come up there and see how wet it is. How
you
wet
better
it
go.
Is. You tell me.
Better go handle that.
Can't you tell me since I'm not there now?
It's real wet. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Well, you go ahead of that, bro.
I want more.
Wet. Let it
this is listen to me. Yeah, I get a little aggressive with you. Look, this is season out the dock. Look, this is season out the dock.
Right?
Right.
Don't tell me.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Don't tell me how wet your pussy is and then you don't give me the rest of it. That's what you call teasing. And I don't want to be teased. I want you to tell me so I can go to sleep good. All right?
Well, you're going to go to sleep with a lot on your mind.
Look, let me tell you something. You think you run me. You feel me? You think
I run you.
Nah, babe, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I wear the motherfucking pants and that shit right here.
Okay, and
you
I wear the pants and the dresses, so what?
Alright, okay. Now, the pants overrule. The pants overrule, mm-hmm. And I'm asking. What else is going on with your wet pussy? I want to know some more details. So, finish telling me.
What? It's just, oh my God. Why must I be pussy this? Like, why must I be this wet? Like, what the hell is going on? Like, I can't even explain how wet it is. Like, it's crazy. This is not right.
I mean, how can't you explain? How about, listen to me. How you can't explain how wet your pussy is? Why don't you take your fingers and touch your pussy and tell me how wet it is?
Oh my God. It's wet. It's wet. That's the one
So it's wet, right? So what I want you to. This is what I want you to. I want you to make me know that it's wet. See, we getting it in tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I want you to see. Y'all know you might not be up for that challenge for you to do that.
What?
You think she up for the challenge study?
I think so.
Okay. Well, look. Listen to me, sweetheart. This is what I want you to do. You know what I'm saying? You telling me your pussy wet, so I want you to show me how wet your pussy is.
How do you want me to show you?
I mean, I want you to show me. I shouldn't tell you how to show me. I want to hear it.
Oh, my God. See, Teddy, you play a big part in this.
Let me hear it.
Wait a minute. What?
All right, I'm not going to tell you.
I want to hear it. Hold on. Fuck all that bullshit. Fuck all that bullshit. I want to hear it.
I want to count to three. What?
I want to hear it. I want to hear it, and I want you to play with it just like it was my song. I want you to imagine it right now. So let me hear. Let me see what's going on. And I want to hear. Come on.
All right, I'm so finished.
I didn't tell you stop.
Stop. So you want me to keep going?
I want you to keep going. I wanna know. I wanna know how bad you want me.
Oh my god. That means I'm gonna be going forever.
Okay. Well, let me see.
Oh my god.
I mean, we got 30 minutes. We got 30 minutes, so come on.
But you got other callers.
No, actually, we don't have other callers, so let me hear.
Oh, my God. Okay. You about to hear it.
Hello?
I mean, how you stroke your pussy like that and ain't no moaning going down? So you can't please your own stuff?
No.
That's
I ain't
hear. You ain't hear me. I wasn't loud right. enough.
I want to hear it. Come on now. Don't give me a sample. I want the whole thing.
All right. You about to get it. Go. Look, I right, run this.
On,
you
give
go.
It to me. No, I'm running this. So let me hear you. All
right. Hold on.
See, I think you're playing with me.
I'm not playing with you.
Okay, let's see.
I'm not playing with you. You
all
really
right.
got me doing this on the radio.
Yep, on the radio.
On out the dock, you can't just play with and tell me what you gonna do and what you ain't gonna do, right? And then you gonna tell me like you run this, right? So let me run this, and I want to see exactly how you want. You say you want me, right? Huh? All right, show me how bad you want me.
Show me how bad
you want me. I'm daddy, baby. And now show me.
Okay, daddy. All right, for real.
I'm about to stop playing.
How do you need to stay over there in the corner where Teddy belongs?
Anyway. I'm not going in no corner.
Anyway, all right, I'm about to stop playing, okay?
All right, well, stop playing.
This is not even cool. Like, what the fuck?
You say it's not what?
This is not even cool because I just got cum on my fingers. This is not cool at all. Oh my God. Y'all is mean. I don't like y'all no more.
What? How am I mean?
Because.
I ain't had nothing to do with this situation.
Yes, you played a big part. Because Casey is showing off because. Yeah.
I was told to get in the corner, and that's why I was it. Thank you very much.
No, Casey's showing off, and you co-signing made it even worse.
I didn't co-sign, baby girl. I was in the corner.
No, you were not the whole time.
Yes,
we Casey, quiet. Oh, my God. Where's Casey?
She's laughing at me.
I'm laughing at Teddy. You know what I'm saying?
Why you laughing at me, man? I'm in the corner. I was told to be quiet, get in the corner. It's all about you, Teddy.
Yeah, I wanted to be by me. I don't know why she stopped. I didn't tell her this. She keeps saying, you know, how much she want me. So here I am. Just act like I'm right there.
Yep, I was being quiet.
It's all about the show me state, baby. Show me how much you want. You want me that bad, show.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get you, Casey.
Ooh.
Hey.
Okay, Casey being with you and me right now.
So you say you came on your finger, right?
No, I didn't. It must have been already right there. It must have been already right there from all these different fucking moans I heard today.
Oh.
So I really ain't feel it. Okay, let me squirt in your mouth.
Uh-oh. She got quiet over there.
Yeah. Moment of silence. That's okay.
Moment of silence. Let you squirt in my mouth. Let you squirt in my mouth.
She came in.
I ain't doing nothing. I just listened to what you had to say. I was just listening.
So you were.
Damn, we got a whole lot of people pressing one now.
Right?
I'm gonna come back to you, sweetheart, because we got a lot of people. I think they want to say something about what just happened. All right? So I'll be right back to you. All right? Off the motherfucking chain on She's On Radio. KC, run this, baby. Look. If you want to speak to KC and Teddy, please press the number one. We got a couple of minutes left so we can talk about some things. And, you know, if you want to moan for daddy, too, you can moan, too. Area code 804-225. Talk to KC or Teddy. Let's go.
Am I on?
You are on.
Bruh. I missed it. I missed the whole thing. I wanted to do it again.
You missed it.
Yeah. I wanted to do it again. And I'm telling you, I was sleeping so peacefully. It sounds... What?
Let me see if she ain't scared right quick. Hold on. Matter of fact, just stay right here. I'm going to see if she ain't scared, because she probably scared. You know what I'm saying? She know daddy run this shit. Hey, area code 443, Miss Rainbow Pride. You own up to that name, girl. Look, somebody want to know if you'll play with the pussy one more time.
I heard it. I can hear perfectly fine, Daddy.
Now you can hear it, so would you do it again?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
All right, let me hear.
All right.
Hold on, let me come back to you. I'm gonna see what she got to say about that. I'll be right back to you, sweetheart. All right. Hey, you go ahead on 4225. How you feel about that? Let's go. Are you close? She came.
Shorty is wow. Tell her I appreciate it.
Right?
That, I appreciate that. That was, I didn't think she was going to do it.
She did it.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I'm content now.
Can you breathe?
You said what?
Can you breathe?
All my senses are intact. Now I'm ready to go call the wife and, you know.
I'm going to have to take another shower. This some bull. Lord help me.
Oh, man.
Too long. Goddamn.
Damn. Well, the duck just got real. It just got real.
She is real. Did you tell her who asked her to do it again?
Yeah, she heard. She heard when I said my sis.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I hope my boo is not listening. She's going to be mad.
She's going to be mad. Ooh, don't get her, man. Don't get her.
Yeah, no, she ain't. Shit, I'm
going
to call her
now.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down tonight. Anyway, I ain't going to fuck with y'all too much longer.
I think she got hurt by the horn tonight, baby.
She probably did. I was rubbing my nipple.
You better go ahead and make that phone call, sis.
I'm about to make that phone call right now.
Yep, make that phone call, like,
yes,
ASAP.
Baby, I am coming. Whew. Anyway, I see y'all. Well, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, sis.
All right. Ladies, if you are online, if you want to talk, you want to comment on that good old sex phone you just heard, press number one if you want to ask KC and Teddy anything pertaining to after darkness. We're talking about grown and sexy. You do not be scared to talk to us. We definitely will answer any questions that you may have for us tonight. We definitely love entertaining your questions, all right? So definitely press number one. We want to talk to you. Don't just sit there and be scared. Come on now. Y'all can talk, all right? Look. But the area code is 860. Press number one. I'm going to say it again. 860-89. Talk to me, Susan. What you got to say? She's on at the dot, baby. Let's go.
I'm speechless right now. For real. I am completely fucking speechless right now. All I can fucking say is, wow. Just wow. Whoever that shorty was that was on the phone line, wow. Daddy got you jumping through hoops, baby.
No, that's right.
Wow. Yes, that's the way you do it. Yes, sir. Yeah.
She proved it to me, shit. She proved that shit to me. You know what I'm saying? She said she wanted me, and she proved to me that she wanted me. I can't do nothing.
Now that's some mental. That's some conversation and some mental masturbation.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, everything put together.
Okay. Yes, it is. She gave you the whole package without giving you the package. Go ahead, I'm fucking saluting that ass. For real, I'm saluting her. For real. Absolutely saluting her. My hat comes off to you, sister girl. For real. Wow. 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 Okay. And your sis had to get off the phone and call her boo. That's some serious shit right there. So, hey, sister, do what you gotta do. Wow, is all I can say. See, I've already taken care of myself 3 times today, so I can't do it anymore tonight.
Damn.
Yeah. Morning, afternoon, and evening. And sometimes she's on late night after dark. I have to, you know, handle my business after I get off the phone and drift off into a nice slumber.
You definitely woke me up. I was a little tired at first. I was like, man, I'm a little
wow.
I'm woke now, bro. I'm so super woke.
I want to come to Baltimore. Damn.
We all going to Baltimore. Road trip.
Hell yeah.
No. I mean, I want to find something in Baltimore. Damn, if they're all like her. And I'm a cougar, too. I like them young. Oh, my God. Wow. Gone, bro.
Damn. All I can say is shit's on radio. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that shit will make you want to tiptoe through the tulips. Oh, my God. Dance in the Garden of Eden and everything. Woo! Shit. How cool would she wear a leaf, one of those leaves in front, like a grape leaf, like right in front, just a grape leaf, nothing else. How to do that for you?
I wonder if she ever somebody's face before. Or has she ever... You know what I'm saying? I want to know that. I want to ask her that.
Ask her. Go ahead. Go back to the phone lines. If you ain't got no one else on the phone lines, go ask her that. Ask her. Any? Oh, my God. I just want
to hear.
I'm
about to ask her that.
That shit was squishy, squashy. Good.
I'm about to ask her, Susan. Hold on. I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, 443. Let me ask you a question, baby. Have you ever did a split on somebody's tongue?
Yeah, now let me try doing it on yours.
We talking about? Brian, we talking about ass all in my face split. What we talking about?
I say, trust me, I could do plenty of splits. I used to be a cheerleader. I could do many of splits.
Woo!
Woo!
Used to be a cheerleader.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, OMG. What is she? Yeah. Is she right?
Yeah, man.
Damn. Oh. All right. What do you have? You know, I'm looking at your page. I don't see any pictures. I see a whole bunch of pictures of everybody else.
Look at the default picture. That's me.
That's you. That's the only picture you got of you.
Yeah, and I'm going to add you from my other page, too. I got 2 of them.
All right, well, add me right now. I want to see. I want to see who I'm talking.
How about you do, Daddy?
Ooh, hey, girl, look at you.
But on the default picture, that's me. It's some more, but I don't know the emblem again. Because like you say, it's other people too. So on the emblem, I don't know which one again. So the default picture is me, but I'm going to add you from the other one.
Oh, wow.
You taking all day to add me. I want to see right now.
I'm going to do it. Don't rush me. I told you. I wear the skates and I run shit. Not you.
Damn. You just got told, bro.
She ain't tell me nothing. She already know I run this shit.
That's what I'm about to say. You run the shoe zone, right? You run it.
Honey, what happened to you in your corner?
Look, now.
Look, right. Anyway.
What?
Yeah. Like I was saying.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I just want to come all over somebody's tongue.
I got my tongue out.
KC, she's on Cazelle. That's my name. Go ahead and add it. You taking all day, baby.
Already know your name, Daddy.
Ooh.
I explained it enough.
She know your name already. Go on now. I'm going to go back in my corner now.
She don't know my name. She just know parts of my name.
She know my first name, but she know your name.
Well, let me scream your name even louder.
Ooh.
Ew.
So the whole world can know that I know.
She gonna scream your name, man.
And trust me, you won't be like Trey Songz. The neighbors will know your name.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Damn.
I know, right?
Damn, off the chain, off the mother. Is anybody on the line and say it? This chick is off the fucking shit. You get this loose all day. You get this loose all day. That's all I'm going to say. You are off the goddamn chain.
Well, it's almost 12 o'clock, so I think it's time for you to come and dive in.
Yeah, you got to go dive in, bro. Go deep sea dabbing.
I didn't get a request, so I don't know where I'm dabbing into. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see what you look like. So, yeah.
All right, well, look. This is what I'm about to do, because my laptop is dead. So I'm about to get off here early so I can do it from my phone. And, yeah.
All right. I'll be waiting on that, okay?
Okay, I'll inbox you.
All right. Well, you have... Thank you for making She's On Radio very interesting tonight.
Right.
Thank you for being the co-host, love.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just put Teddy in the corner. Teddy fired. Anyway.
I'm not mad tonight.
Hold on. So you telling me you wanna be on She's On Radio with me?
Yeah, I could be other places with you too.
Oh, wow.
Woo. I will go ahead and do that. I mean, you know, all right,
I'm
going to
go ahead and do it, and I'm going to inbox you in the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
All right. Good night.
Later.
Night.
Later.
Casey, I don't know what you say night for, because your job haven't even started yet.
Later.
Reject. All right.
Bruh.
Oh, shit. Anybody got anything to say tonight about She's On Radio, please press the number one. I see a couple of y'all on this on the line. I got 9 callers in the queue. So what I want y'all to do is press the number one, boo-boo, because I want to talk to y'all. I want to know exactly how y'all felt about Chain. If y'all missed this girl play with a pussy, moaned all this shit on the goddamn radio, and I got to say, it was very interesting. Seriously. You know, that is what you call masturbation. I didn't touch her. She didn't touch me, and she did what she had to do. You know what I'm saying? and I don't need nothing. So I want to know what you ladies got to say about She's On Radio. And if y'all, this only is the beginning. She's On Radio gets crazy like this every night. We have no limits, baby. This is the radio for you to come and express yourself. Nobody is going to judge you. We all love you, baby. You feel me? So press the number one. Just say, hey, Casey and Teddy, let us know you're here. We want to talk. We want to hear your voices. All right? So we got two calls in the queue. We got 5 minutes. And let's go. 804-225-79. Oh, I'm not going to say the rest. Bye. I'm sorry, sis. I already say the whole thing. I ain't say the whole thing. They ain't here. Look, sis.
Am I on?
You on here.
If you would have said my whole number, I would have smacked you.
Uh-oh.
I had to catch myself.
Like, whoa.
Mm-mm-mm. Terrible.
Right?
I would have had people calling my house. Oh, it would have been hell to pay. Anyway, Shorty is wow.
Yeah, really.
That's all I can say. Like, she is wow. Like, anything goes with her. She's so free-spirited and spontaneous and whatnot. And damn.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
You intrigued, man. You intrigued.
Yeah,
I got fire for tonight.
But, yeah, Teddy.
Yeah, I got five for the night. I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm not even mad.
She wanted bruh. She wanted KC, though. Like.
Hey, I ain't mad, sis. I'm like, hey, I'll be five for the night. I ain't mad. Hey,
bruh. She was on you like, stay going shit, bruh.
Right?
Hey, it is what it is, though.
I ain't mad at him.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad. The hell I look like being mad. Pop your collar.
You know what I'm saying? What? You better get that.
You better handle that, bro. Handle that.
Yeah, you better handle that. You better handle it well.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
That. Look.
Man, that
the wife is about to piss me off acting blonde. Ugh. Sorry, I had to type this to her real quick. Anyway, so She's On Radio has been an earful tonight, and I'm glad I got to listen in. I am honored.
Yes, yeah. It goes down like this every night. I'm telling you, ever since we brought in She's On After Dark, this radio has been jumping. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Ladies better get it in, damn it. Yeah, I'm talking about phone sex. Man, sis, I had one girl, very good fan. She's awesome. One day, I taught her how to masturbate. That was the first time she ever masturbated.
What?
And the first time, and that was the first time she ever came, ever in her life.
What?
You know, women have tried to make her
that
come.
Boom, boom.
Yes, and she did it online, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
What better way to do it? Hey.
Yeah, we was quiet that night.
Like, really? But
y'all was on hush mode.
Yes.
I know that's right.
You know, so I'm
probably over there
playing
with herself anyway.
What?
You heard
for me,
that.
Hell yeah, shit.
I
bet
you.
Y'all over there touching nipples and lips and whatnot. Ugh.
Whatever.
Got me over here touching it.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Ew.
I know, right?
I was touching my back. I don't know what you thought of.
TMI.
You were touching
right,
my
your back.
I was touching my muffin top. I ain't fucking with y'all tonight.
Nope.
Shame. We got one. So, sis, I love you to death. We got a couple seconds left.
Shut it down,
go ahead, close the show up.
Right, just hit me up,
definitely,
on here
thank
for a little while.
All right, look. Hey, ladies. No, I'm just joking. Look, tonight has been very awesome. I enjoy each and every one of you all. She's On Radio has definitely been an awesome, awesome night. Y'all already know our new times now. Yeah, I remember we was just Monday through Thursday. No, because of you, we've added another day. We are now Sunday through Thursdays. She's on At the Dock at what time, Teddy?
11. 11.
And our regular conversation will be. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all ladies definitely need to call in. Tell a friend and know a friend. Please donate. You don't have to, you know. On www.szradio.biz. Definitely, we can use your donations. We're definitely in the process of getting this nationally syndicated so you can listen to. We will definitely be on the radio in your car, baby. That's it again. In your car, baby. You can turn your radio on and you'll hear what? All right. You'll hear it every day. So, if y'all were like, she's going to be on the radio in your house, in your car, y'all need to donate. www.szradio.biz. Hey, I love you. Ladies, if you have nothing to do on Fridays, can y'all please come out to Friday at She's On? We're going to definitely have DC Baddest, Miss Lady Cat, in the building this Friday. It's definitely going down. Free before 10:30. All I'm going to say is all the birthday girls, y'all better goddamn get back or y'all going to get creamed on. You better ask about it. All right? So, I love y'all so much on She's On. Love you. You know, thank you so much for coming on the air. You feel
You're
me?
Welcome, man. You welcome all day, every day. You know I got you, baby.
Alright. And definitely, y'all definitely tune in. Hey, Pretty P will be here in the building. December, Winter Wonderland is going down. We got legendary MC Lucky coming all the way from up top DMV. We got DJ Face. We got Lethal. We got Poison. Poison was just on the line, ladies. We got Poison, Lethal. We got Deep in the Body. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. So y'all definitely need to hit up Once in Wonderland. This will be She's On's end of the year close out bash. That's going to be sexy. That's all I got to say. You can get your tickets online, www.winterwonder.tk. I love y'all ladies so much. Y'all, it's been a pleasure. But I'm going to tell y'all what I want for my birthday, right? This is what... If y'all don't know what you want for your birthday, I'm sorry. But this is what I want for my birthday. So I want all the ladies to hear this, right? So y'all know where to get me next year for my birthday, all right?
And too, man.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis style. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
When I die, bury me next.